Thank you, Jesse, for coming on the show. We are going to take next week and the week after off. So what month will we be in? August 2nd, we have Julie Fingar and her crew on to talk about her second Badwater 135 finish. Usually we see her because we're talking about her races, but we want to talk about that race so bad, especially her second one. I hear her crew has some pretty gnarly and fun stories for us. So tune in. As always, once again, we're so thankful for everyone who tunes in and sends over some money to keep the lights on. I should flick a light. We didn't get any Patreons, so no. We also have our our Venmo is at the Mile 99 interview. You like what you guys are seeing, send over a small one-time donation. We're so thankful. Thank you everyone for tuning in tonight. Thank you, Jesse. Any of our Patreons, hang on, we got a post show. Everyone else, we'll see you on the trails. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. If I do it right this time.
Oh, Tommy's a Patreon.
I didn't kick him out.
You must have just jumped off.
No. Okay.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye. See ya.
Thanks for coming, Todd. Oh, don't do the peace sign, Todd. Oh, he went out with a peace sign.
I know. I get him. Okay. I think maybe. I did it right. It doesn't say recording on Facebook, but it's still recording. So, Jesse, I did have a couple things that I wanted to talk to you about that we didn't get to. And that was, you do have other people that actually take pictures for your company. Who are they? Are you looking for new people? Because sometimes we'll see your posts like, hey, I need help carrying a bag. But you also have people who are actually photographing for you, right?
Yes. Yeah. So like I mentioned, what you mentioned in my little bio was I've covered 22 events personally this year, but I also subcontract to some other photographers to come help me. So there's a few people, and the biggest contributor, his name's Jacob Banta. Banta Visuals is his handle.
Oh,
Banta,
yeah.
Visuals. And Jacob has been really busy this summer because he's been building up a film about Pam Reed. So we will have a documentary coming out at some point about Pam Reed's triple.
Just did Hard Rock.
Yeah, well, she did States, Hard Rock, and Badwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... And she completed all three. Insane. It's just unthinkable. Like, nobody else would ever.
It is unthinkable.
Yeah. I don't think anyone else has ever done it. So mad props to her. Obviously, that's something that can get foreshadowed by some like what Courtney does. But at the same time, there's so much happening in sport these days. Anyways, Jacob is one. Esther Searcy, she's a photographer in the Bay Area. She also helps out in her own personal work with Coastal. She's good friends with Lang, the race director for Coastal. But she's been helping me out with some Bay Area races. Penn Perez has helped me out with a few races on both fronts, helping me get around out there, as well as photograph some events. A kid named Nick Atkins, he lives in Texas. He's been helping me with a few events, and he will be helping me with the Oregon 200, which is my really, really big project this year. It will be the first time that I will be producing a film for a race.
Is this a Mile 99? You heard it first.
Yep. Yeah, it was the first time here. I'm producing a film. It's not going to be some super long. It's going to be more of a sizzle reel for the first year.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And let's see who else. I've worked with several people over the years, but those are some of the big ones. Put me on the spot with that one. Of course, our favorite guy, Joel Corcoran. Good old JC. JC's been helping me with races for about 5 years, actually. So he's been a committed good friend. Him and his wife Jen, they have four kids as well. So he's a very busy guy. So he mostly helps me with NorCal Ultras, the Auburn local inside trail races, and of course, Western States. Those are the big names that have been helping me. There's a few others along the way, but.
And you have had the privilege, I think 1 or 2 years in a row, to follow the elite women's race at Western States, right? And to get the photos from that. Seven?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was the past 2 or 3. My goodness, seven.
Yeah, this was my eighth Western States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How does that, I mean, to see you have watched the women's field, we all have, just explode, and how different women race than men. I mean, we've seen those cool shots with Casey and Magda running side by side, finishing side by side, being wonderful humans. Can you just share like one great, maybe two great moments that you've had watching the women's elite the past couple of years?
So my special thing with Western States as well, and not a lot of people realize this. A lot of people that aren't in the Auburn community don't realize that I'm photographing Western States for Western States until you see my images. And I say until, because I actually rarely share those images right away. They're not for sale really right away. If somebody wants to come back into it and get their experience, then they can get their shots. But I would say of recent, Courtney going through Pointed Rock. So this will point out the hustle that Joel and I had out there. I dropped Joel off at No Hands Bridge. I drove up. I ran the mile and a half to Pointed Rocks. I photographed the men until the only person I missed was Tom Evans up there. Photographed all the men to Courtney. Courtney passes through. I would also like to point out that Courtney, of the top six, is the only person that didn't have a pacer at all.
Right.
Massive, huge impression. But I actually have the Courtney working shot. Like, she's got a big smile and she lights up a room. But when she's working out there and she thinks she's alone, she's in the zone. So I have her.
That gave me chills.
Yeah, she's like just downing her water to pass it off to Kevin, her husband, and grab her water bottles. She takes a drink and she's running like maybe a 7 minute pace back into Pointer Rocks aid station. I'm a little ahead of that. I run in behind her into the aid station. I tried to run past her down onto the fire road and get onto Western States. And she was so fast in her transition that I couldn't change the lighting setting in my manual settings and didn't get a shot on that end. I was running so fast. My phone bounced out of my rabbit shorts and like landed in the dirt. And on the, it might've even been audio on the live stream, but people were like, Jazzy, you dropped your phone. But
you're like, I don't have time for this.
I don't have time for my phone.
Right.
Didn't get a shot anyways. But then I ran back to the car, drove down, got Joel, who took a shot at No Hands Bridge of her. And then we drove in Auburn and had like 10 minutes from parking to walking over to get settled with the 300 other people in the shoot and try and find and wiggle my way in to be able to have a shot. And shout out to Ultra Wing Magazine. Amy Clark was just going to be doing a phone video, but she knew I was going to get the shot and she let me stand in her spot and she just, you know, videoed right over my shoulder. And I also got her coming onto the track. So that's why I say I sped in. I got her coming on the track as well as got her in the shoot. My shot from her on the far side of the track is almost just as iconic as the other side. And it's all thanks to one lady. A lady held her baby out to be touched by Courtney.
Stop it.
Did you not?
No way.
So between those three shots, I am stoked for those three images to get out there into the universe.
Uh-huh.
But you got to just wait. But you heard it here first.
We heard it here first.
Yeah, that's great.
That gave me chills because, we only see really big smiles from Courtney or like, oh, I did it. Oh my gosh. But those working photos.
Yeah.
Second favorite female shot is Stephanie Howe at Devil's Thumb in the aid station, completely depleted, even in her whinier, completely depleted. She's just soaking from sweat. She hasn't even been rinsed down at that aid station yet. It's just sweat. And she's got bags under her eyes, but her bright blue eyes are popping, and she's just about to suck down a goo, but she's got the 1,000-mile stare just like out of the aid station.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I knew in that moment that she was a fighter and was going to win that thing. That's probably my favorite female shot outside of the Courtney show this year. My favorite experience with a male runner out there would be Jim Walmsley getting lost. I was actually his first person he interacted with. I ran down from the 49 crossing and met him at the intersection of Corey and brought and walked him up and was talking to him and telling him, you're in this place. Kind of basically got to be his pacer for a second and was trying to encourage him. If you run, you can be in top 10 and just automatic next year.
Mm-hmm.
But when we crossed the road, it was dusk. And I got a shot of him and James Bonet, his pacer, embracing and hugging. And in black and white, I have a shot of just one tear coming out of Jim's sensitive little eye.
Yeah, it's ultraman is it's emotional. It's tough, yeah. Heartbreaking, and even for the winners, like we often think, it's just hard for us. No, it's hard for everybody.
Yeah,
it's hard to be mid pack, but it's hard to win. And so, yeah, they're people, you know. It's a different race for them because they have a lot more things on their shoulders. They have sponsors and people and expectations and. You know, and my only expectation is from myself. So it's a different game for them, but definitely it's hard for everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my final question, unless Mike, did you have one? My final question is, any races on in the back of your brain for Jesse Ellis?
Oh man, like I said, I've got a lot of unfinished business at some races. So
mm-hmm.
Cuyamaca, I keep going further. So I'd love to finish that. It's not going to be this year. I got a lot more work to do than 2 months. But
and a new baby.
Yeah, that Noble Canyon is no joke out there. I learned my lesson last month or so. That's a hard canyon out there. It's rough and rugged and remote.
Mm-hmm. But I would love to get back there. I honestly think if I was in my prime weight wise and mindset, I think I could actually perform really well there too. It's so that I think that's what's a struggle to me because the first 12 miles is super runnable, but then you climb all the way up to that peak and it's just a suffer fest the whole way. So I backed off the second year, but it got me further. Then I got to do the second loop. So I got to go through all the grassland in the middle. And it's like, man, I just want to get on the back loop on the PCT and experience that out there at night and get it done. So yeah, I'd love to get that one done possibly in 2024. I'm waiting to hear back from Tejas Trails. I'd love to run Bandera someday, but at the same time, I'd love to work it until they don't want me to work anymore.
Yeah, that's a buckle I want. That's a buckle I want to get, that 100K with the snake. Oh, it's classic.
Yeah, Jason's just signed up for Bandera. And
I saw his Facebook post. Yeah, so that's a great iconic buckle. Just that snake goes on there in the buckle. Yeah, that's when I got to get.
That's how the course is. It just winds and winds. It's pretty cool. And for it being a loop course, it's worth going out again. So it's one of those ones where it's like, yeah, you pass by your car, but you want to get back out there because it was fun. Bandera, I'd love to do. I don't think I plan on going back to Quicksilver, but you know, never say never. It's more so I just don't do well with the hot races. And then Lake Sonoma 100K, I would love to get back to that. I believe I'm photographing it this come October.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, probably Cuyamaca or Lake Sonoma next year would probably be my go.
Well, Jesse, just as someone who has a lot of children, there is a huge difference between having 2 and 3 financially, sleep, just another human to think about in your brain. And we all just are like in this season of life. And so, you know, you're really busy and the trails will always be there. And we look forward to whatever return you make, whenever you make it or whatever trail. I just need your next race photo to have either, I have two options. You can have your water bottle shooting again.
Classic. My favorite picture, Jesse. I told him that too.
Or you can do some peace signs, just like one for me, you know? Hey. And it's always to the side, you know?
Yeah, you know.
So, yeah, just, I know you personally as a friend, and the NFs suck, but they don't make you. And come back when you're healthy and strong and have the time to train and all that stuff.
I think that's good advice, Jessica, because, you know, you people have families. And yeah. I can go riding anytime I want. My kids are grown and gone. They got jobs and college educations. But, yeah, it's good to push yourself when you're young. But your family is the most important thing. So, yeah, come back. You know, you're 50. And who knows? Anytime you want. But it'll always be there.
Well, and yeah, you said like, I don't do well in the heat. Well, something happened. Now I have a little bit more time to run, even though I have a 3-year-old, but I have an 11-year-old who can help me a little bit. And my co-parents are pretty wonderful. So I can run a little bit more with a little bit more freedom. And I used to, like, since I went so long with so many restrictions of when I could run and when I couldn't run, that it was like in December I was running, Mike, and it was pouring rain here. And I like loved it. I was like, I hated the rain before this, but now I was like, no, I actually relish in it because I can do it. And, you know, so you never know, the heat you might like welcome because you're like, man, anything to get me away from my teenagers or you know? Like when those opportunities open up more, you'll take it whenever you get, at least that's what I found.
Well, I love training in heat because it helps keep the weight off like way easier. Yeah. So I even actually ran last night or around like 5 p.m. It's like I was only out there for 22 minutes, but I lost 3 pounds of water weight.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Yeah, and I drank a water bottle, so it's just like this is wild what heat can do for you as far as keeping the weight down. And but at the same time, you got to take care of yourself. So that's the other thing. It's like I also know what it takes to take care of myself in it. But as far as my joy in it, I don't think that a hot race. I hear Bighorn would be a good one for me.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about Bighorn.